This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The coronavirus continues its deadly assault on the world, with no sign it is slowing down. COVID-19 has made its presence known and feared in 177 countries and regions. There are more than 622,000 confirmed cases worldwide, with close to 29,000 deaths. The figures come from a Johns Hopkins University running tally. That count shows the United States with the largest number of confirmed infections, 112,000, and as many as 1,800-plus deaths. And while New York City is especially hard hit, there are growing worries over large new clusters showing up in Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. In Detroit, 20% of the police department is missing in action, down with the virus. That includes the police chief. Two department members have lost their lives to COVID-19. The same thing threatens police departments across the country. In Europe, Italy and Spain are still reporting death spiral numbers. 2 weeks into a nationwide lockdown, Italy has lost more than 9,000 lives to the coronavirus. And health officials cited almost 1,000 new cases over 24 hours, pushing Italy's total case figure to about 86,500. In Spain, infections have risen to well over 72,000. Deaths are approaching 6,000. Says a paramedic at a hospital in Barcelona, we are completely overwhelmed. In France, COVID-19 has claimed about 2,000 lives. 33,000 people in the country are known to be infected. French health workers got a bright display of gratitude overnight, emblazoned in lights on the Eiffel Tower, Merci, and spelled out in French, stay at home. Germany has announced it will keep its restrictions on public life in place until at least April 20th. There have been 53,000 COVID-19 cases in Germany, with about 400 deaths. Chancellor Angela Merkel remains quarantined. She was being treated by a doctor later found to be coronavirus positive. The only world leader found to be suffering from COVID-19 is British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is in isolation, one of almost 15,000 cases in the United Kingdom.